Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, happy Monday, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill. Hoping that you had a great holiday and a wonderful and safe new year. And today, I'm very excited to have on the show with me Tim Story and Brandon T. Adams. Both were a critical part of the recent movie Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy. Tim Story is an acclaimed author, speaker, and life coach, well known for inspiring and motivating people from all walks of life, from entertainment executives, celebrities, and athletes, to adults and children in the most deprived neighborhoods in the country. Tim has traveled to 75 countries and spoken to millions of people. He often meets privately to counsel high-profile leaders in various industries. Along with a rigorous speaking calendar and private life coaching sessions, he also holds regular spiritually motivating intimate sessions across the world called The Study. He hosted an exclusive Saturday morning series on Sirius XM Radio. Recently, Tim was interviewed for the full hour segment of Oprah Winfrey's own Super Soul Sunday. The episode aired this past year on Easter Sunday in April, on April 5th. Since then, he was a speaker at the Super Soul Sessions Live from UCLA and was a guest speaker at the ultra-exclusive PTTOW 2015 conference in Palo Alto. Additionally, with us on the show today, we have Brandon T. Adams. Brandon is a serial entrepreneur, owning a stake in a number of businesses, including the Accelerant Media Group, Live to Grind, Young Entrepreneur Convention, Arctic Stick, and an ice distributor that serves three states. Brandon is co-host and one of two executive producers of Ambitious Adventures, a reality television program focused on the compelling stories of young entrepreneurs around the country. He is the VP of Business Development for Think Rich Films on the film Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy, and is the youngest person to be featured in the film. In addition to his TV and film work, he is the host of the influential business podcast Live to Grind and has been the guest on over 100 shows. Brandon and his team, Accelerate Media Group, work with high-profile clients such as Kevin Harrington, John Lee Dumas, Think Rich Films, and other successful crowdfunding campaigns raising over $1.5 million in the past year. Brandon is also a regular on the motivational speaking circuit and loves to teach other entrepreneurs how to replicate his results. Wow, guys, you tested my ability to read bios today. How are you doing?
Amazing. That was great.
I think I said that all in one breath. My vocal coach would be very disappointed I didn't breathe better. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on the show today to talk about your recent movie, Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy.
Thank you. Tim, I'll let you talk first, man. Dude, it's just an honor to be able to work with Tim and just us working on this project. It's for anybody out there listening, Think and Grow Rich is a game changer. I read it when I was 20. I was broke. I didn't have anything, and I was in a bad place in my life. And after reading the book now 7 years ago, and literally, well, we're talking now, but Tim, I'll let you go first, buddy.
Yes, so Tim, what was your story?
Jennifer, I think, wow, what a movement. Think and Grow Rich, over 100 million books sold. So that many people have been inspired and were able to take the ideas of Napoleon Hill and pass them down from generation to generation. You know, when I look at some of the key principles from the book, you know, one of them would be desire, another would be faith, another one would be auto-suggestion about having specialized knowledge. This book was really way before its time. But just like anything, because we live in such a fast-changing, mobile society, I feel that a lot of people almost forgot how powerful some of the information was in this book. So I was so proud of people like Brandon that got together and said, hey, let's raise the money. Let's get the proper group behind it. Let's get the proper talent. And let's go out there and let people know about this movement and how it can truly change people's lives. So it's been a privilege to be part of it.
Yeah, I have to say, guys, you are officially the first film people I've ever had on the show. It's not normally a genre that I dive into on this show about landing your dream job. And mainly it's just because I look at people from all walks of life and how they got to be successful and what it takes to find your dream job. But for me, when I received the press release from your book, from the producers about the movie on the book, it just, I dropped what I was doing and I cleared my calendar to have both a couple of people on the show a few weeks ago about it, the director and producer of it. And now to get to have you gentlemen on the show is such a pleasure for me because it was definitely the most influential book that I read as a young adult. Brandon, I think I was probably around the same age, 18 or 19, and I loved this idea of you can literally think and grow rich and create wealth. And from when I was about 23 on, I applied the principles of the book, and I attribute much of my success as a business owner and entrepreneur today to those principles.
Yeah, and I gotta say too, is talk about landing the dream job. Thinking grow rich is beyond, I mean, entrepreneurship, being a CEO or a business owner, it could even be making your way up the corporate ladder or even things not in your life that's business. I mean, it could be with a relationship, anything else. And the big thing, if you're going to talk about, if you want to land the ideal job, just to give you a little insight. So how I came about even being a part of this project was I added value. And that's one big thing in the book that you'll get is adding value. Mm-hmm. About 16 is, well, almost 2 years ago, that I saw that they were creating this. It was Scott Servine and Joel Franco and Sean and Karina Donovan. And I saw the opportunity to be a part of it. And what I did is use my specialized knowledge in crowdfunding to help them raise money. But I also just did everything I could. I added value in different areas, which eventually landed me to be a big component of the team and one of the associate producers. But I helped. I didn't expect anything in return. I saw how much the book had done for me and so many other people. I felt like it was my time to give back. And because I added so much value, well, it may be a big part of this and got to be with people such as Tim and other big influencers. Again, because I added value and because of that, I earned my position as one of the main team members. And you can relate this to any job. If you just add value and you show how much you can help, you'll get paid more for what than most people get. And that's one of the things I think everybody should take away. Be a person of value, and that will help you land any job you want in life.
Wow, mic drop. I don't quite know what to say after that, Brandon. Tim, I hand the mic to you. It's all yours.
Well, number one is I echo what he says. And Brandon is such a great communicator. He plays a great role, not only behind the scenes, but also when you see the movie, he's electric on screen. But one of the things about the book as well is, you know, if you look at what the book The Secret did and then also the documentary, it literally went all over the world and just sparked people to begin to believe and see things in a different light. We believe that the same thing is going to happen and more with Think and Grow Rich with this great project. And one of the areas of expertise for me is turning your setbacks to comebacks. And when I look at the eighth principle of Think and Grow Rich, which is persistence, how much do people need to know about that today? Mm. See, because you could be the right person with the right plan, but problems are always going to arise. And when I read Think and Grow Rich, I did it a little later at 19. It really helped me to realize that sometimes you just have to really just kind of hunker down, as they say in Texas, and just get through it. And we're a generation of people who love to quit easily. And Think and Grow Rich talks about persistence. And that truly that persistence will break resistance. So again, I'm excited about the movement. This is a movement. and it will touch millions and millions of people.
So when did you first read the book, Tim? How did it impact your life?
Well, I came from a tough family. We were raised in Compton, California. We had seven people in a two-bedroom apartment. Mm. My mother had a sixth-grade education, father 10th-grade education. And who would think that at the age of 24, I would have my own office on Cannon Drive in Beverly Hills, in which I would keep that office there for 30 years.
Wow.
Yes, and life coached the biggest stars in the world. So I will not say that it was by reading one book, but I would say that Think and Grow Rich really connected with me, where it affirmed and confirmed things that I was already feeling in my spirit. So I think for some, it's a revelation. For others, it's a confirmation.
I like that, revelation versus confirmation. I know it's funny hearing each of you talk about the different principles that resonated most with you. I know for me personally, I attribute both those values to my own success. And it was kind of like that nugget, that seed that gets planted in your brain and you forget where it came from and you think, oh, I just learned to be persistent, or I just learned X or Y skill. And you forget that it's kind of like that little seed that gets planted and grows into this beautiful, majestic cedar tree that one day, you know, develops into your success and it brings all those principles to fruition. So I think it's so important to share these principles with the current generations. Could one of you go through and tell me what the different principles are, just so that we can recap those for the listeners out there who might not have already read the book or seen the movie?
Yeah, I can give you I'll let you go.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, one of the ideas, as I was saying earlier, is desire. And desire is very, very important, because people always think that there is a built-in desire in your DNA. And that is true. But desire needs to be stirred up and fanned up. And desire can be stirred up by the people that you associate yourself with. And that is something that is talked about in the book. Second principle, they talk about faith. And they do it in a beautiful way of understanding what faith is. And sometimes faith is not what you see, what you feel, what you hear. It is the world of beyond. A third principle is auto-suggestion, okay? And that is getting rid of negative beliefs that begin to pull you down and truly renewing your mind on things that are positive. And then, Brandon, you might want to pick up the next one is knowledge and then imagination.
Yeah, so specialized knowledge, I mean, how I relate to this is, you know, a lot of people, you look at different universities, people get degrees and they'll graduate and they have all this knowledge, but they don't actually direct it towards something. And having a specialized knowledge in a certain area and using it to add value to others in return to make money. And how I use specialized knowledge was I learned how to raise money through crowdfunding. And through that, I've now crowdfunded three companies. And well, we made the largest docudrama in history with a crowdfunding campaign. We raised $370,000 for this film, which led to more investment. But that was through specialized knowledge, fifth principle, imagination. It's just really thinking big, thinking beyond what most people think are possible, and having a creative mindset. And, you know, a lot of things I relate to, like Steve Jobs, when he first thought of the Apple products. Most people probably would have thought he was crazy to say one day, we're going to have these products where you can see somebody and talk to them face-to-face through a device across the world. I mean, it's having that imagination. Sixth principle, organized planning. It's organizing your thoughts, but also organizing the plans and the people around you towards something. And along with Tim's story and myself and everybody a part of the team, the producers, we had an organized plan and we executed. There was no, like, hesitation. We just went for it. Seventh principle, I'll do a couple more areas that really I can relate, is decision. You know, taking action is the biggest thing. You know, most people, they sit back, they talk about something, and they don't take action. They need to make a decision.
And once you make a decision, you have to stick with it instead of going back on your work. And most successful people, after interviewing hundreds of entrepreneurs, they make a decision, they stick with it, and they're very strong to their word. Eighth principle, persistence. You know, it's funny because I've failed hundreds of times. I've heard no, I've done so many things wrong, but most things happen after being persistent. And you can't beat somebody that doesn't quit. If you just keep going, anything is possible. And if you want to, Tim, you can go to the Power of Mastermind.
Yeah, the Power of the Mastermind is very, very important. Because I talk about there's three levels of living, almost, most, and utmost. Most people have a almost mindset, but the power of the mastermind is truly getting a revelation of who you are and what you can accomplish, okay? And then why don't you take number 10, and I'll take number 11.
Yeah, I'm glad you gave me this one, because this one really relates. So transmutation, and, you know, a lot of people have controversy and wonder how this all works. It's sex transmutation. As human beings, our highest drive is sex drive. And through this is how I relate, is a power of influence through a significant other. And for me is, honestly, in the last past 4 years, my biggest driver towards my success is my girlfriend. Actually, we recently just got engaged.
Weird to say, fiance, congrats. But,
thank you. And it ties in with Mastermind, because we are a mastermind together, working in perfect harmony towards our goal. So the influence of a significant other, whether a male or female, to push you to become better. And when you are on the same page in a relationship and your goals, you will get there much quicker. And they say relationship can make you or break you. And for me, it's, well, made the things that we have today. And the subconscious mind, you know, it's, I do affirmations every day, and I know Kim does too. It's, I have this chant I do in front of the mirror, which talks about the things that already happened and which they haven't happened, but I say as if they happened. I talk about positive thoughts. You know, I played football and rugby in school, and we always did these warrior chants. We'd chant, get all pumped up for a game. Well, for me, I do this every day in the mirror to pump myself up and stay positive and to think towards my goals, because once it becomes a part of your subconscious, your mind, it becomes your reality. But not only that, you start dreaming about these things. And it's very powerful when it's really in your brain. It becomes your reality. So the subconscious mind is powerful. Tim, you want to talk about the brain, 12th principle?
Yeah, the brain is an amazing thing. And I feel that, again, this book was really way before its time. Because now, let's say even the last 10 years, there's been more and more talk about the brain, the state of mind, and that how one can change not only through your mood set, because so much of motivation was in the mood set of having the right type of mood, but also the mindset, and the mindset, getting it clear so that your imaginations will also be very clear, and renewing your mind and having your brain in the right place. And then I'll let you take number 6, if you could.
Yeah, so the final principle, the 6th sense, I mean, it's your gut feeling. I got to say, you have certain opportunities where at that crossroads where you go left, you go right, and you follow your gut. And some of the biggest decisions I've ever made in my life, you know, it just, something in my gut said, I got to do this. I have to go this way. And it may scare you, it may be just nerve-wracking, scary, whatever it is. But I found out when you go with your gut feeling, your 6th sense, it rewards you. So those are the principles. Those are literally the principles we have lived our life off of. And honestly, Napoleon Hill spent his entire life studying success through Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Andrew Carnegie, all these people that we feature in a theatrical scene throughout the movie in The Thinking Rich, The Legacy. And this isn't just us praising a book. I mean, this is truly the Bible to success in life, whether it's love, it's success in all areas, in fitness or money or business, whatever, spiritual. This is the key. And I'm telling you, for myself, I'm 27 years old. I've spent the last 7 years studying this book, and it's become, it's shown me what's possible. And everybody else in the film, they've seen, like Bob Proctor's in it, and studied this book from front to back for 55 years. And wow. Every time he reads a book, he gets something out of it. I will tell you, when I'm in my dark moments, when things, obstacles, I go to this book for answers. And every time I go to it, it gets me something to get me right back up. It's so powerful what this has done. And that's why putting it in a movie will take this to a whole new level and reach a whole new audience.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I know for me, it pulled me out of a slump. And I think Joel and Scott and I were talking about it a couple weeks ago, was I lost my desire. And it's so funny because the first few pages, I think it's the first 40 pages of the book, Napoleon Hill talks about how critical it is to always stay connected to your desire. And the minute I reconnected to it, everything that was stuck in my life started moving again. And it's kind of like just having the book with you at all times and just open up to whatever page you happen to open up to and read a passage. And then you get whatever you needed in that moment to read about. And I think so many, every word on every page is so valuable that no matter what part of the book that you open up to, you're going to find value. And I'm sure, I know the movie is the same. So, you know, Tim, tell me what your favorite vignette was from the movie. I know that you obviously talk about the different principles and you feature different speakers like yourselves. Tell me what your favorite story was or your favorite vignette was from the movie.
Yeah. One of the things that I was so impressed with is how well it was done. And, you know, many times you see things that are, you know, like a documentary form or simply a straight movie form. I feel like this was a hybrid of both put together, and the acting is out of this world, and the cinematography. So I think people will be very, very, very engaged by the acting and cinematography, and also the music. It's scored very, very well. And then to put then some of the people who are really leading minds in the world today, giving their insight on Think and Grow Rich and the different subject matter. It's very compelling. I brought Oprah's former producer of 23 years, Diane Hudson, with me. And she says, you know, I expected to learn. She goes, but it literally pulled me in from beginning to end. That says a lot.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the movie is already out and available. It was released, I believe, October 14th. And yeah. And so it's, have you been getting a positive response so far from it?
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. Like, so many people, this is the part that I really knew that we created something awesome. We had Rob Dyrdek, who's been a huge success in life and everything. And he said, wow, like, I want to go to work right now after watching this. And then you have Barbara Corkin, who's a star in Shark Tank. She says, wow, this made me feel like a little girl again. And they took me back to my journey. And then you have Bob Proctor, who's been studying for 55 years. Bob Proctor said, this is going to reach a whole new audience and take the point of sales work to a whole new level. And me personally, I was in tears twice. And that's hard to do for me. For me, like, it was just watching it, because he, over the past 7 years, how my life just revolves around this. And I got to say, the scene that really I related with the most was with Thomas Edison and Edward Barnes. It was the fact that he was on a mission to work and be in partnership with Thomas Edison. And he didn't know how he was going to do it, but he was going to do it. And he showed up at his doorstep and he basically said, I'm going to go in business with you. And he had that, you know, that look, I have a tiger. When you look at someone, you know they're going to do it. He was certain. And he started by sweeping floors and doing whatever he could. And then once he had this opportunity to do sales. And he had his opportunity, and I don't know how many years it took before he got the opportunity, but when he took it, he mastered it. And, well, together they made a lot of money. And why that relates so much to me is exactly how I even became a part of this team. I said, I remember commenting on a post, and I said, it's your duty to put me in that movie and for me to be a part of your team. And it's funny because I was joking with Sean, who I was sitting next to, the CEO of Think Rich Films. I'm sitting next to him during the movie, and he laughed because he's like, you're him. And he joked when I said that. He's like, yeah, right, son. Well, I did. I actually earned my time and my spot, and I had a value. And again, it goes to anything. Just earn your spot in life. Earn your position. So many people feel like they're entitled to something. They feel like it should be handed to them. You're entitled to nothing in life. You always need to prove yourself, add value, and earn your spot. And when you do that, you can literally get anything you set your mind on.
That's such great advice. And it's so funny, you just sparked a memory for me, Brandon, that I had forgotten about. My very first job out of school was a recruiter, and there was another agency that had been hired by my agency to find them a salesperson. And when the requisition came through, it was paying $50,000 to $75,000 a year, which was $1 million to a 21 or 22 year old. I was like, my God, that job will be mine. And I'll never forget, I looked up and I Googled, I think Google was around back then, and I Googled who the president of the company was. And I called his direct line and I said, my name is Jennifer Hill and you're going to hire me and I'll be the best damn thing that ever happened to your company. And by God, I went in there and broke every company record that they had ever had. And I did, you know, live up to my claim. But it's like what you say is reality. If you say to somebody, I am going to do this, or you have the gusto to pick up the phone and call that person that you want to work with, I think that's half the battle, is not being afraid of hearing no. And even if you do hear no, like this gentleman did, you know, to still keep persevering, which ties into that eighth principle.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I think this is such a great movie, and I'm so happy that it's being made available to the masses. I know I got to see little bits and pieces of it, and I love the part where, you know, Thomas Edison himself is a child. And I think, not to give too much away, but for anybody who's read the book, I think he gets a letter or gets sent home. One of you could probably tell me the story better. And you're right, it is good acting, and it's, you know, a wonderful, well done, you know, vignette and story about what really happened to Thomas Edison as a child.
Setback for so many of the different characters that are in the movie is people, you know, like people today, having setbacks, whether it be bad news, something that did not work, they failed, but learning to fail forward, back into faith. That's a beautiful thought. And that's what you get from the movie, whether it be the Thomas Edison story, are so many other of the people within the story that they failed, but they failed forward back in the faith and found their way once again.
I think that's a wonderful message. And Brandon, did you have something you wanted to share?
I was just going to say, you know, the scene with Thomas Edison, the mother got the letter. And what the letter she had read was that Thomas, it says that your boy is too smart and too genius and to go to school here. And we can't have him come here anymore because we can't handle working with him because of his geniusness. And that was what she impounded into Thomas's subconscious and mind. And it's funny because years later, when he saw it after his success, he actually saw the letter and he read it. And it said that your son is addled and he's basically challenged and we cannot have him in our school because he's not smart enough. And, you know, it just goes to show, and I relate again. I mean, heck, when I was in college, I got a 1.6 GPA. I wasn't very smart. I actually got kicked out of my dorm room and I had a lot of things where I was lost. And that related to me because you don't have to be the smartest. You just need to know to surround yourself with the smartest people. And just like the Henry Ford scene, he said, I'm not the smartest person. I have no more than a high school degree. I know smart people and I direct them towards a common goal. And that's just one thing I think a lot of successful people have is they surround themselves, the mastermind group, with the right people and direct them towards their vision. So for anybody that's out there, you don't have to have the best grades. You don't have to be a genius. You just need to know how to take what you really want in life and the resources around you and direct them towards your goal to accomplish it.
What a great note to leave on, guys. Second mic drop of the show. So well done. but I want to make sure everybody knows where they can find the movie, where they can buy it. I believe it's thinktheLegacy.com is where the movie is available for purchase.
Yeah, you can go to tgrmovie.com. It's tgrmovie.com or thinkthelegacy.com, which will direct you there, and you can get access to it. And it's, I mean, same you say it too. I mean, it's just, the movie is, it's a game changer. It's going to impact millions of lives. And honestly, I always say this, if it's my best advice, if I was going to die tomorrow, my advice would be, for one, read the book. Secondly, go and watch the movie. It is a game changer. It gives you just, it makes you happy. It shows you what's possible.
Well, thank you so much, Tim and Brandon. Again, we've had on the show today, Tim Story and Brandon T. Adams, both a part of the amazing movie that just got released this last year, Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy. And tune in, go check out, go buy the movie. It's amazing. I've seen bits of it already. The book itself is wonderful too, but I think the movie just solidifies and drives the point home. I think it makes it more accessible. Some of us are visual leader or learners, some of us are auditory learners, and I think that it can just, if nothing else, kind of cohesively bring together all the material in the book that already has made Napoleon Hill and this book so famous, and now it's been synthesized into movie format. So
thank you. And thank you for your time, and congratulations on your show.
Oh, thank you so much, Tim. And thank you, Brandon. It was
thank you.
It was lovely having you both on the show and getting to remember all the reasons I love Think and Grow Rich. And now I have to devote the time and go watch the movie in its entirety, because I know the first 20 minutes or so that I had the opportunity to see, I already fell in love with it. So thank you guys for joining us on the show. Again, Happy New Year to everybody out there. And tune in next week, Monday at 4 p.m. for Coach Julian Adler, who's going to be joining us and talking about how to overcome obstacles in your career and how to get past that and move into greater success. So thank you again. You can always find the show on LA Talk Radio Live. Find the archive of the show for download there, or on iTunes later in the week. You can find it for download on iTunes under Get Yourself the Job on iTunes. Have a great week, everyone.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.